You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Coming up next is a replay of our Sunday, March 5th Sunday service with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from Ellen and the worship team.
You may be seated. Brother Gary is going to come and open our service this morning. God bless him as he comes.
How are you all this morning? You can't hear? Okay. This is Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they all gathered in one place, and suddenly there was from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. It filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as fire appeared to them, as rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will be here and will completely take this service over. Lord, we depend on you. I believe you're... A couple of weeks ago, Pastor shared about the Holy Spirit, and I believe that we're going to have to be just like these cell phones, not asking the cell phones where we are, how do we get there, the Holy Spirit. We're going to need the Holy Spirit more than ever. We're going to need the Holy Spirit. I believe when we go somewhere, they'll say, don't go there, turn right, turn left. Because we're coming into times when we're going to totally have to depend on the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit would come down here and touch each and every one of us today. Because we need a filling and a refilling of the Holy Spirit. We need to hear from Him daily. And we need to spend time to listen to him. I know myself, I'm so busy doing this and that, and I miss out on a lot of it. But we got to listen to him because we're coming into a time that I can't even imagine. Anyway, God bless.
Amen. Well, good morning and welcome. I'll just get you to stand, and we're going to just worship the Lord. I'm glad we started with power in the blood, because I was feeling a little weak and overwhelmed this morning, but there is power in the blood of the Lamb, and we can just claim that blood and that power and have his resurrection power in our lives as well, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this is Amazing Grace. Grace is amazing, isn't it?
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole with all
Hasn't he? We need to thank him for that. Thank you, Jesus.
The old has passed away. The new
Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
A better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood, your blood speaks a better word than all. I've heard upon this earth speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Thank you, Jesus. What can wash away our sins? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the dead came to life. I believe there were wonders and signs, and you're still the same. I believe every word that you said. I believe there are scars in your hands, that your goodness is good without end, and you'll never change. I will tell of your wonders, sing of your grace. The God of creation knows me by name. The Lord is faithful yesterday, now, and always, always. Your mercy is mighty, age after age, and all generations will bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful yesterday,
your name.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over. Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, and Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Your name is power.
Your name is power. Your
You may be seated this morning. Praise God. What a wonderful song this morning. Thank you, musicians, for leading us today. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. And I want to share for a few moments this morning. Are we going to let the children go to children's church? We're going to let the children go to children's church. All the little ones can make their way to children's church. Praise God for the little ones. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 to 58, I want to share for quite a few moments on moving from doubt to faith. Moving from doubt to faith. How many know without faith, it's impossible to please God? For he who comes to God must believe that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The Bible describes faith as a shield against all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Those darts that come at you even on a daily basis. The Bible says to lift up the shield of faith. So many of the miracles that took place in Jesus' ministry, he said
to those who were receiving the miracle, according to your faith, let it be unto you. According to your faith, let it be unto you. So faith in God is an important ingredient in our spiritual walk with Him. Father, I just pray this morning that your Spirit would speak to us, Lord. We're looking for the Holy Spirit to speak to us today. We're asking, O God, that you would do a work in us to elevate our faith, to begin to believe for the impossible, to see the atmosphere change in our midst to an atmosphere thick with faith. Lord, that we would see things changed, transformed, turned around by the power of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. How many here need a miracle from God? Let me see your hand this morning. How many need a miracle from God? The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Amen. And so we are in a place with God, a time with God, that He can do the impossible. Now I just want to put in a slight word for next week, because I'm going to be preaching on the language of faith. The language of faith. The language of faith. How many know faith has a language? And it always corresponds with God's word. Speaking God's word. Declaring God's word, walking with God, and standing on the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ. Now I know a lot of us have been praying for things and we haven't seen them happen yet. But I believe as our faith grows, our faith in God, our faith in His Word, that we are going to see mountains move. As we command them to drop into the sea. How many know God can do that? I'm not talking about a physical mountain like the beautiful ones we see here in this valley. You know, when I go to visit my daughter in Portland, she says, there's the mountains. I said, those aren't mountains, those are hills. I'm not talking about a physical mountain. I'm talking about an obstacle. An obstacle that's standing in your way, standing between you and that miracle from God. You say, well, you know, I'm just going to accept whatever happens to me, and that must be the will of God. Not so. Not everything that happens to us is in accordance with God's word or will. Matthew chapter 13, verse 54. That was my introduction. You're going to need a stronger faith for what's coming. Another pastor was put in jail in Calgary just a few days ago. We're seeing the sexualization of our children from a very early age. You know what's funny about living in Canada is if you disagree with someone, that's hate speech. Right. Now, God has called us to be gracious and kind and loving. But there's a time to disagree with what we see happening. That's not my message. He came to his hometown and began teaching them in their synagogue. So they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where did this man get all these things?" You see, they were looking at Jesus as just a normal human being. They were looking at Jesus as just someone like you and me. But he's more than just a man. He is the Son of the living God, God himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 57, and they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household." Now I want you to center in on verse 58. And I'm reading from the New American Standard. "And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief." Can I read that again? Thank you. "And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief." Now, God doesn't need faith to perform a miracle. But God has chosen in many instances to respond to the faith of those who reach out to him. The woman touched the edge of Jesus' garment, and she was instantly healed of that flow of blood. In many instances, people reached out to Jesus and they did it by faith. Here, the working of God was hindered because of their unbelief or doubt. Have you ever been around someone that doubts a lot? Can what? Oh, we need to deal with the doubt and unbelief in our hearts if we're going to see faith flow like a mighty river. You may not agree with what I'm going to say this morning, but I'm going to say it anyway. You can get to a level of faith where doubt is vanquished and all you can think of is what God can do. There is a level of faith that we can reach by the help of the Holy Spirit to begin to believe and vanquish doubt. Some refer to it as the gift of faith. But I believe it comes through the immersing of oneself in the Word of God. Immersing oneself in prayer and seeking of the face of the Lord. I've recently begun what I refer to as a Daniel prayer, which is morning, noon, and night. A reading of Scripture in the morning, a reading of Scripture in the afternoon, and a reading of Scripture at night, and adding to that Scripture reading, prayer, prayer, prayer. Hallelujah. And I believe I can sense my faith beginning to elevate. Hallelujah. I can begin to sense that the Spirit of God. Oh, so, oh, glory. Some people are looking for magic, a magic trick. Right? Something that God's just going to wave a wand over us and we're going to have faith. No, it comes, the soil has to be prepared for faith to grow. And that soil is our walk with God, our determination to spend time in the Word and in His holy presence. Some people are waiting for angels to carry them to the place of prayer. That's not going to happen. I challenge you today to follow me as I follow Christ in the place of prayer and His Word. You say, will it take a couple of days? No. The Word has to settle deep within you. Hallelujah. The Word has to be engrafted into your spirit, hallelujah, so it becomes the very nature that you live is breathing out the Word of God. Okay, I'm trying to contain myself this morning. Mark chapter 9, verse 17. And one of the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought you my son, possessed with a spirit which makes him mute." Now, I'm not saying all sickness, but there are some sicknesses that are very much demonic. Right? Hello? They're demonic. When the atmosphere of faith grows, demons start screaming out. When faith is released within the heart of the believer, demons begin to scream out. We accept so much into our lives that are demonic in nature. And that's where we need to use the authority that God has given us to cast out those demons, to come against the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Amen. Not to be intimidated by the devil or any demon spirit, for greater is he that's within you than he that is within the world. And whenever it seizes him, it slams him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and stiffens out. I told your disciples to cast it out, and they could not do it. Can you imagine? They couldn't do it. Jesus says at the end of these verses, in verse 29, and he said to them, "This kind cannot come out by anything but prayer." I know the New King James and the King James says, "and fasting." Which means you have to have a consistent, regular prayer life. You need to be increasing your time with God on a daily basis to tap in to the power that God has for every believer in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I don't want anybody to get offended this morning. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. You know those little booklets that we get, Daily Bread?
There's nothing wrong with reading the daily bread every day and saying a few prayers. That's not wrong, but you can't stop there. You got to press in with God. You got to dig in with God. You got to take advantage of all the power that's availed to you as a believer. Oh. We're not tapping in. We're not tapping in. But I don't know about you, but I'm going to tap in, hallelujah, because there's a river flowing, praise the name of Jesus, and it's the Holy Ghost of heaven, praise the Lord. I'm going to tap in to all the power that's available to me and to you in the name of Jesus. You see, the disciples got a little overconfident and thought that, you know, we don't need to pray like we prayed for this one. We can just do it ourselves. You can't do anything except by the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to contain myself because I just feel like running down that aisle, running across, running back, running over. Seriously, that's how I feel this morning. Hallelujah, I'm going to do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I did that, I'm out of shape. I don't even know how I did that. I'm not even breathing hard. And he answered them in verse number 19 and said, O unbelieving generation. The thing that Jesus chided the disciples for so often was their lack of faith, their little faith. He said, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me. They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit threw him into a convulsion. And falling to the ground, he began rolling around and foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And this is one of the most unusual answers in the entirety of the Bible. And he said, from childhood. Now that speaks volumes to me this morning. Because somehow that demon got a hold of that little boy at a very young age and began to possess him. Now I'm not going to try to expand on this too much, but some problems are demonic. Even in young children, they can be demonic. Verse 22, it has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to make him a better person. No, to destroy him. You know, that's what the devil does. He wants to steal and kill and to destroy. And what are we going to do about it? We've got to rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit and say, enough is enough. And this is this response from the Father. But if you can do anything, take pity on it. You ever hear those pity prayers? I've prayed a few of them. Oh, God, have pity upon me, Lord. God doesn't want any pity prayers. He wants prayers in faith, believing. Hallelujah. Yes, we can acknowledge what we're going through. Yes, we can say, it is hurting, Lord. It is afflicting me. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm standing in faith today, believing for a miracle, for a change. He says, but if you can do anything, can you imagine saying that to Jesus? Lord, if you can do anything, have pity upon me and help us. And Jesus said to him with a question mark, if you can? He answers with a question, if you can? Are you doubting what I am able to do? All things are possible to him who believes. I didn't say it. The denomination I'm part of didn't say it. This is God's holy word. And he's saying all things are possible to him who believes. You see, we've got to rewrite everything. Add stuff to it. Change it around. Mix it up. To allow us to have our doubt. Right? Books are written on it. Well, you know. And it's all to strip us from having faith. To douse us with a good dose of unbelief and doubt. Come on. Are you with me this morning? Come on. Immediately, and you know, you have to give this Father credit. You really do. And maybe this is the cry we need to pray. The same as this Father. Immediately the boy's father cried out and said, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Yeah, get rid of that unbelief out of me, Lord. Get rid of that doubt out of my heart. Yes, I am struggling with unbelief. I am struggling with doubt. Let the word of God deal with it. And replace my doubt with faith in God that can move a mighty mountain. You say, why are you preaching these messages? Well, because the Lord has called me to preach them so that when all hell breaks loose and you don't know where your next dime is coming from, you're not going to fall away. You're going to stay strong because your faith is placed in God and not the government. Your faith is placed in God and not your circumstances. Your faith is placed in God and not what you feel. I believe Creston is a wonderful place. I live in Creston. I pay taxes in Creston. And it's a unique place because people want to help each other. They truly do. Our food bank and all the things that are happening in our town speaks volumes to me about what we can accomplish together. What we can do together.
When Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you to come out of him and do not enter him again." Did you know that you have the authority to do what Jesus just did? Let me say it again. Did you know that you have the authority to do what Jesus just did? Oh, hallelujah. Did you know that you have the authority to do what Jesus just did? You know, that demon didn't want to come out. And after crying out and throwing him into terrible convulsions, you know, some demonic spirits have such a hold on people for such a long time that they don't want to come out. But there's nothing they can do, because your power is greater than all the power of Satan. And his authority, Christ, has been imputed to you through the blood of Jesus Christ, that you can take authority over demonic spirits and command them to come out in the name of Jesus. It came out. And the boy became so much like a corpse that most of them said, "He is dead." I don't know if you've seen any human being without life, but it's God who is the instiller of breath. But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him, and he got up. Those demons wanted to stay, but they could not overcome the power that flowed from Jesus. And that power vanquished that demon from that little boy. Hallelujah. You say, "I just want to live a quiet life. I just want a quiet life. That's a boring life." When things start happening, that's when God starts working. When things start happening, that's when God starts working. Hallelujah. When you think it's all said and done, God steps into the situation and a mighty miracle takes place. And when he came into the house, his disciples began questioning him privately, "Why could we not drive it out?" And as I said earlier, Jesus said, "This kind cannot come out by anything but regular, consistent, devoted, diligent, persevering, daily prayer and seeking of God's face." You say, "What's your desire, Pastor David?" My desire is to see your faith grow. My desire is to see your faith in God and in His Word grow, to the point where you pinch yourself and say, "Is this really me?" And other people are pinching you and saying, "Is that really you?" That's where God wants to bring you. In the name of Jesus. Will you bow together in prayer?
As we prepare for communion, I'm going to ask Pastor Raff to come. Father, I thank you today for your precious word. I pray today, Lord, that something supernatural will happen in us. That dissatisfaction we have with our walk with you would lead us into a deeper place of prayer. Father, I pray for your people this morning. Lord, that they would grow and develop in their walk with you like never before. And if you're here this morning and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, this is the opportunity to do it. This is the opportunity for you to say right now, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I turn away from my sins and walking my own walk. From this day forward, I want to walk with you. I want to follow you. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Change me. Transform me. If you've prayed anything similar to what I've just prayed, he said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, just do that work in each one of our hearts, each one of our lives, that we would see more baptisms, Father, that we witnessed last week, the beautiful testimonies that were shared. We will see more of those testimonies, more people going through the waters of baptism. Lord, we'll have to keep the baptismal going all the time. Every Sunday, people are getting baptized in water, confessing their faithfulness to God. And Lord, I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. We'd love to see you next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. God bless.